This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A vigil honoring conservative political activist Charlie Kirk is underway at this hour at CSU. Erin Greger of Fort Collins is there. She says she did not follow Kirk very closely before his death and does not agree with all of his views, but she was shocked by his assassination last week and thinks it has fueled Kirk's cause.
I liked his want for engagement and discussion and how he had the courage to talk to people on the other side of the aisle who he knew didn't agree with him and have that tough conversation that a lot of people just won't do anymore.
Kirk was scheduled to appear at CSU as part of his America Comeback Tour. Other events are taking place tonight on the campus and in Fort Collins, including a free speech debate involving more progressive groups. We'll have the latest live at 6:20. In Denver, the state broke ground on a new facility for young people with serious mental health needs. It's the first of its kind in Colorado. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
The new state-owned center will provide much-needed beds for young people with complex diagnoses. It's designed to be a one-stop shop, offering a variety of services like therapy, medication management, and educational programs. The facility is located on the campus of the Colorado Mental Health Hospital in Denver. State lawmakers approved the funding back in 2022, shortly after Children's Hospital Colorado declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency. That was in response to a dramatic increase in youth mental health crises and a shortage of hospital beds.
Stay with us. That was CPR's Jenny Brindine. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.